You see, in the last analysis, the concept of principle-centered leadership embodies and expresses the Eastern philosophy, which I've always loved. Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. So with your kids, with your employees, instead of giving practices to people, teach them principles. If they're very, very new and insecure, and you give them a practice, teach the principle upon which that practice is based, so that as they mature and the situation changes, they can develop another practice that is in harmony with or consistent with that principle. We want to help people be empowered to become independent of us, so that they then can choose this third domain, to be interdependent, to be part of this magnificent culture, part of the immune system. This takes in all of us these three qualities, in my opinion, above almost everything else: that we have vision, that we have great courage, and that we have great compassion. I should say one more quality, a fourth, that we have great integrity, because that's the source of courage balanced with compassion. The four basic needs of all people: to live, to love, to learn, and to leave a legacy. These are the needs that need to be expressed in people's jobs and in every person's organization. To live means just to survive economically, to meet the needs of you and your loved ones and those in your stewardship. To love is the quality of our culture, our relationship. To learn is to keep growing, to developing. To leave a legacy means to matter, to make a difference. Einstein said, "The significant problems we face cannot be solved at the same level of thinking we were at when we created them." Again, the significant problems, see, the major ones, the ones with deep tentacles and roots, ones that affect all kinds of other things, deep, persisting, chronic problems, low quality, low trust, see, a whole culture that is at war within itself. Those are significant problems. Cannot be solved at the same level of thinking. What's he talking about? Paradigm, see? It isn't working harder with the old way of thinking. It is the new way of thinking. Now, we're looking at this way of thinking that embodies all four levels, so that all four basic needs and capacities are activated. Now, a lot of people always say we need a new management approach. What is that going to be? What's the answer to the how? Why not one that uses these four principles? Because they deal with the four basic needs.